الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المقبلات
of Quran Sharif in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in making salatul tasbih, many other ibadat which people are engaged, and the great additional value that is added for the day of opportunity, that on this great day then the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in the heart of every mu'min, how we can nurture and let it grow greater. We never forget the root and our roots, our fountain sources from where we get our great ni'mat. Whether they may be from our parents, they were the cause of us coming in this world. May we never forget them and honor and respect them. Whoever has done favors to us, whoever has taught us, our teachers, our ulama, who have taught us, who have guided us on this path, let us never forget them. And the greatest of them all, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And then on Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the honorable kitab, the Quran Sharif. Let us never forget the Quran Sharif also. What a kitab Allah has given us. That is also a subject which the ulama discuss from time to time. And there are so great details and the virtues and the great honorable position a person has. A hafiz of Quran. What is his position by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? In this world, what position Allah has given to him? Those who make children, students to become hafiz of Quran. All this. Those who learn the tafsir. Those who proper teach the Quran Sharif. Those who propagate the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Today the Tabligh Jamaat throughout the world, what effort they are making, propagating the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Ulama spread out in the length and breadth of the world, all teaching the teachings, whether it is in Bayan, whether it is in the classroom, all teaching this Quran Sharif. And Hazrat Nabiyyeh Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that great personality, that so many people, ordinary people in Bani Israel, there was a lady that when she heard of the virtues of this ummah, she said, if I had to be in that ummah, my whole life, a short life of 68 to 70 years, the ummahs of before had long lives. If I had that short life, my whole life, I should only make sajda, one sajda my whole life, to be thankful to Allah and make his shukr that he put me in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask ourselves, how much do we appreciate? Do we even give it a thought that we are in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And we did not ask for it. Allah, out of his kindness, has given us and put us in this great ummah. May Allah let us appreciate it. This is that great ummah, that great Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. When they wanted to be the Nabi of this ummah, Allah said, that's a position I have given to my most beloved, to my most honorable, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were prepared to go their nabuwat. What a great position to be a Nabi of, just to be an ummati of this ummah. We are that ummatis. But how much do we appreciate? May Allah let us realize and appreciate. This is that great ummah, and the ummah, Nabi of our ummah, who has this great position in the Quran Sharif, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That Allah Himself, the greatest, the creator of the entire creation, the great creator, nothing, there is nobody besides Allah. Allah is the greatest. He has created us all. Our whole world, whatever we have, it is by the qudrat and the greatness of Allah, and the mercy and the kindness of Allah. We, in spite of our so many sins and being so far from deen, yet we are sitting and enjoying a comfortable life here. What houses Allah has given us, cars He has given us, family he has given us, what a reward. All this through the sadqa and medium of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah, who is so great, and he has his creation, and then we are all going to return to Allah. Allah, the controller, the judge, the malik, the owner of the day of Qiyamah, maliki yawmiddin, that great Allah. He is sending special salawat, special mercies and blessings of Allah Ta'ala continuously, all the time, from before until forever. Allah is sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah says the malaika, who are pure of any and every blemish, there is no fault in them, they can't disobey Allah Ta'ala. They are also continuously commanded, and they are not commanded, they are sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, it is for me and you to ask ourselves, how much durood do we send? On a Jumu'ah especially, every day, when everything is through the sadqa and medium of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much are we even just sending durood? How much are we practicing on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Allah declares after that and commands us, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, and you are the true friends of Allah Ta'ala, sallu alayhi wasallimu taslima. Allahumma salli, let us all read durood. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allah orders us also to send durood. Let us try and increase as much as we can durood on a Jumu'ah. Every day we should be sending durood, and we should think of the great favors of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then it comes a person who sends one time durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah himself sends 10 duroods on you. Those special mercies of Allah from coming direct from Allah on you. 10 salams on you. Allah raises your position in Jannat by 10. Allah adds to your good deeds 10 good deeds. Allah erases 10 sins and gunas. 10 malaika make dua for you, and you get the reward of freeing 10 slaves. We cannot imagine what the great value is of sending one durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habib alayhi salatu wa sallam says, Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyama aktharuhum alayya salata. That the person who sends the most durood to me will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. There is a hadith, the person who will send the most durood, he will have his palace as a neighbor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What an easy act it is to send durood, and then to become a neighbor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the eternal jannat and blessings of Allah Ta'ala forever. May Allah really bless us to appreciate that in which ummat Allah Ta'ala has put us, and what a great magnanimous, what an honorable, what a great personality Allah has given us. Let us at least think of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and always send durood and bring in the sunnats in our life. And to pass our life is so easy. We have to do our natural things from morning to night. Whatever, we have to get up, we have to go to toilet, we are Muslims, we make namaz, etc. We earn our living, we work for somebody, we got our own business, whatever it is. And Zohar, Asr comes, night falls, we go to sleep again. All we have to do those things, no problem. But just do it according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I promise you, we cannot imagine what position we will have by Allah Ta'ala. We just have to carry on with our lives which we are doing. But just bring it according to the sunnah, from morning to night, from birth to death, and from our private life, our public life, our dressing, our eating, and every sunnat, wallah, nobody can explain the great material benefits. The benefits by Allah Ta'ala, we cannot imagine. Medical benefits, financial, from a financial point of view, from a society point of view, every sunnah is just the most ideal and the most perfect way of life of which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah has said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have a most beautiful example in the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whoever will adopt it, he will become the most beautiful person. Everyone will love him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every aspect of his life that we will discuss, whether it is the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we talk about it, we read about it, we think about it, Allah's rahmat just pours down. Danzilu rahma inda dhikri salihin. Just thinking of the righteous and the pious, Allah's rahmat comes down. Thinking of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, talking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So our ulama discussed this. We should try and be present. Kitabs are written. We should try and read them, etc. Then the childhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What miracles were shown. Where he was taken to be reared and to be brought up in the fresh airs of the people from the away far from the cities, and what miracles were witnessed at that time. The youth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not a tarnish, not a blemish. Nobody, his worst enemies, even in later in his life, couldn't point a finger to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to any aspect of his life. Nobody could think anything, the slightest thing that is not proper for a perfect human being. Nobody could think about it about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They themselves, the non-believers, they gave him the title of As-Sadiq Al-Ameen. You are the truthful. You are an embodiment of truthfulness. You are the trustworthy. Though they were his enemies, they left their valuable amanats and trust by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And not one faltering in that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As he grows up, he does business for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what a woman Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She recognized the great qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he went for his business. And if we do business like that, business will be easy. It won't be stressful as we have made it today. Make it, bring it in the sunnah pattern. Truthfulness, honesty, and proper business dealings. And see the barakat Allah gave. And then a little while in our business will be sufficient. It will give us so much barakat. But bring it in accordance to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So much of barakat he had acquired. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, a lady of 40. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a young man of 25. She proposes marriage. That's such a great person, such a great personality. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam marries her, what barakat Allah Ta'ala gave. She spent all her money for the sake of Islam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got nubuwwah, everything, she was a wealthy widow, but she gave everything for the sake of Islam. Allah from her gave our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam his four great daughters, Hazrat Zainab, Hazrat Ruqayya, Umme Kulthum, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. These are the people of Jannah. What great people. The family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Each one of them, we got the greatest respect for them. We have the, may Allah bless us with the true great love for all of them. What great people these were. And just if we can get a glance of them in Akhirah. Oh, Allahu Akbar. When Allah Ta'ala blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with such great khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, As-Siddiq, and Thani Uthnain fil Ghar, who was with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the journey of Hijrah, who spent the time in the cave with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those stressful and frightening times, he was there all the time. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and both of these great, great personalities, they are the fathers-in-law of Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should see his daughter Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what a great woman, what a great, ayats and ayats in the Quran with regard to her great position. Sayyidina Abu Bakr should say, Ja'at ummi, my mother has come. She should say, I'm your daughter. She said, you are the wife of my Nabi, you are my mother. And he should respect her. May Allah give us also that love and honor for these great personalities. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman, they married the daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Affiliate with Buzurgani Deen and see what sacrifices they made that today we are enjoying. How cool and calm. What carpets. What an environment. What a beautiful Jummah. It was all their great, great sacrifices. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Malik ibn Anas radiyallahu ta'ala. And here, what sacrifices. They had to go to prison for this truth to come to us. They tolerated difficulties for it to come to us. Then the great imams of hadith came. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawud, and what they sacrificed. Imam Bukhari, we take his name so easily, but what sacrifices he made that the deen reaches us today, we don't appreciate. Let us learn to appreciate this day of Jummah, these great people. And from there, it never, the great Sufiya then came. And they taught us the great love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And how to purify ourselves. Not to have malice for any person. Not to have greed. Not to have jealousy for any person. And wallah, till now. And just before us, our great, great ulama. Whether it was Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Whether it was Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mia sahab rahmatullah alayhi. And we cannot stop naming them. Presently, they are the servers of deen. And they are servers. So let us take for that life. That is our real life. In short, may Allah Ta'ala bless us and increase us in the love. And let durood come naturally on our tongue. And let sunnahs become our natural way of life. May Allah, out of the mercies of all present, bless me and bless the whole ummah with this great, wonderful deen and our magnanimous Rasul, and strive in the path of Allah to bring this within us in every way that they are striving in the path of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.